Introducing The Fiber, brought to you by Live Oak Fiber. This open forum is meant to inspire, empower, and set the record straight for consumers and better broadband enthusiasts alike.
Thanks for tuning in to The Fiber, brought to you by Live Oak Fiber. I'm your host, Kimber McCafferty. Today, we're joined by Bill Fallon, Glenn County Manager. So how'd you end up here?
Yeah, it's a long story. Actually, I first learned of this area back when I was a deputy U.S. Marshal going through training. So I went through basic training at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Centers, which is here in Brunswick.
Okay.
And this was 1989 into 1990, so a long time ago. And we came down here. My my now wife came down. We saw the area, and we always thought that it'd be great. We're from Massachusetts originally, so tired of snow and the cold. So we want to get back and down this area and maybe get to an area by the beach. And so we always liked this area. And in fact, I always tried to get back to the academy as an instructor. Never could. Never got selected. So I had to be become the assistant director for training to finally get down to the academy.
Okay.
Here. So the Marshal Service has an academy on FLETC, just like several other agencies do.
Okay. FLETC, Glenn County. What is it exactly for those tuning in that may not be familiar?
Sure. So one of the biggest employers, if not the biggest employer here in Glenn County, is the Federal Law Enforcement Training Centers. And that's actually a agency within the Department of Homeland Security. And so it's been here. It's actually going to be, it came here in 1975. And so that used to be an old Navy air station. And FLETC, Federal Law Enforcement Training Centers, took it in 1975, like I said. So it's actually coming up on 50 years that it's been here in the community.
And your first engagement with, was it FLETC in 1989?
Yeah, 1989. So, okay. Yeah, yeah. And the funny thing is we live from Massachusetts, right? So we're in Massachusetts, cold, snowy. I went home for Christmas. There was a Christmas break in my training. Went home, came back a couple of days before New Year's, and this is just before 1990, and there's 3 inches of snow on the ground. So the locals here still refer to the blizzard of 1989. So I was here for that.
Okay. Yeah. No, I remember that. I was living not far from here in 1989 and still remember it.
Yeah.
That's right. We do still talk about
right.
it. What goes on at FLETC?
So FLETC is the world. It's probably the largest training facility for law enforcement, particularly federal law enforcement. So in an average year, they train about 70,000 students. So here at Glencoe is the Glenn County is they call it Glencoe. FLETC Glencoe is the headquarters for it. But FLETC has a base or has a training center out in Artesia, New Mexico, one up in Charleston, South Carolina, one in Cheltenham, Maryland. But of those 70,000 people that actually get trained every year, about 10% are state and locals, but all the rest are federal law enforcement. So really every agency except for the FBI and DEA, and they train up in Quantico, Virginia.
So it's all sorts of training because it does address different branches of service.
Yeah, it's well over 100 different agencies trained there.
Okay.
And so you have my old agency, U.S. Marshal Service, you have Secret Service, you have ATF, you have ICE, the IRS, for instance, their criminal investigation division trained there. So you name it, they train there at Glencoe.
Are you still involved?
No, not involved anymore. So I actually came here in 2012 as the assistant director for training for the Marshal Service, stayed there about 5 years, and then a friend of mine was the director of the Marshal Service and said, Bill, you got to come back to D.C. And I said, well, you know what? I think I kind of like it here. The deputy director's job opened up at FLETC, so a different agency. U.S. Marshal Service is part of the Department of Justice. FLETC is part of Department of Homeland Security. So the deputy director's position opened up. I applied for it, and I was able to get it. So this is back in 2016. So I actually lateraled from U.S. Marshal Service, Department of Justice, over to FLETC, Department of Homeland Security, in 2016. Stayed there for another 6 years and then retired in May of 2022 and took this position as the Glenn County Manager.
So you're invested.
Yeah.
Okay. What keeps you invested in this part of Southeast Georgia, and what keeps you here?
Well, I'll tell you, we moved here, as I mentioned, back in 2012. We have four kids. We have all four kids are 2 years apart, and they're all born in different states, so it tells you how much we've moved during our career with the Marshal Service. But when we got here, we liked it. We liked the school system. Our kids My older two went to Georgia Tech. They all went to Glenn Academy here, a local high school. It's fantastic. We had one daughter that went to started here in Glen Middle, and then one started over on Oglethorpe Elementary over on St. Simon's Island. So they all started. They were all different ages, 10, 12, 14, 16, whatever it was. But they all went through Glenn Academy, and we like the area. We like being near the water. We certainly like the mission that we had at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Centers. Love living here, but you can't beat the college opportunities here. Our older two went to Georgia Tech. Then we have two that are currently at Georgia Southern. And so, really, it was almost like hitting the lottery because they all were able to maintain the higher grade point average to get the Hope Scholarship. Mm-hmm. And so, really, it's been fantastic for us.
So, Brunswick Home, what does it mean to be Glenn County Manager? What is the day in the life of your like?
Yeah, there's a lot to it, I'll tell you. Being here, when I was at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Centers, I was pretty engaged in the community. So I teach a class at the college, so I'm an adjunct professor at the college. Also on several different charity groups. I'm on the United Way board, for instance. Did a lot of coaching here, youth coaching. But so I was pretty engaged with everything Glenn County and kind of represented FLETC to the community. And so just knowing the community itself and just, like I said, there's so much here. When this job opened up as the Glenn County Manager, I jumped all over it and applied for it and was lucky to get it. But I'll tell you, it's just a great community to live in.
How much have you seen things change since you've been at the helm?
Well, we've made a lot of changes, actually. Okay. And so one of the things I was successful at FLETC was building a really good, strong team. And, in fact, I put that executive team up against any other in government anywhere, D.C. Okay. included. Here, same thing. So we have fantastic staff here across the board. So it's really everything in Glenn County. It's public safety, so it's fire, police, emergency management, but then it's also public works, community development, HR, our chief financial officer, Rex and Parks, there's engineering. List goes on and on. It's a big operation. There's about 1,000 people that actually work for Glenn County. But I will tell you that we really, when the commissioners hired me, they really wanted to kind of change the culture into more of a can-do type of operation within Glenn County government. And so that's where we are. We've actually hired a bunch of new department heads. So I think when I first got here, I had 17 direct reports. And of those 17, I think about 10 or 11 are actually new in the last year and 10 months since I've been on the job.
What are some of the initiatives that you all have going on right now that excite you?
Oh, a ton of projects. So we have, we had a SPLOST, a special local option sales tax that was passed back in 2022. And that is, that funds, that's a one penny tax on all sales.
Okay.
And so one of the things here, the benefit of SPLOST is actually that 44% of that comes from people that don't reside in Glenn County. So it's people that come here to shop. It's the tourism that comes here. And so we were able to take advantage of that nearly, 50-50 split between people that live here and people that come here and their sales tax to fund all the projects that we need. And we focused on infrastructure. We focused on really things that Glenn County needs. So a lot of roads improvements, a lot of drainage improvements, two new fire stations, one at the airport, one we're going to put in the mall area, a new emergency operations center, but really a lot of traffic issues that we have, particularly over on St. Simon's Island, where we're going to try and fix some of those.
Okay. And then post-pandemic, not to keep harping on that part of a narrative for most communities, but I do feel like Glenn County saw an influx of people moving here, and then the life after the pandemic has kind of changed, I feel like, in Glenn County. Can you talk to that any for those listening?
Yeah, sure. We're a tourist destination, right? Mm-hmm. And so what you saw during COVID was I live over on St. Simon's Island, and so there were several short-term rentals in my neighborhood, and during COVID they were full. And so, you know, what happened during COVID, everybody went home and worked from home. So everybody was teleworking, and even kids were virtually going to school. And so why do that in Atlanta? Why do that in a big city? Yeah, come to the beach and do it there. And that's what a lot of people did. So I don't think that Glenn County was impacted like a lot of other areas just because of where we are. People could come here and do things outside where they couldn't necessarily do it up in the north or do it elsewhere. And so I think that and that has kind of we're starting to see some businesses go back to people having to be in their desks or at their offices. But for the most part, we have a lot of people that actually moved here, I think, and are working virtually. And why not work here versus, like I said, somewhere else where they have to live in a big city, for instance.
Speaking of work, as Glenn County manager, how does that work with all the inner workings of Glenn County, if you will? Where do you sit in terms of the development authority? Do you work alongside the development authority? How do you kind of work with every entity here in terms of government?
Yeah, we have a great partnership, in my opinion. So first of all, with the city. And so the city manager and I meet fairly often, personal friends as well. But I think that the collaboration that we have with the city is good. We worked with them for the SPLOS. We work with them on different projects. We are really kind of, in my opinion, we move hand in hand together. So, and that hadn't been the case from what I've been told over the years with the city and the county. There was some friction there in previous years. But I think now the synergy between Glenn County and the city is probably better than it's ever been, in my opinion. But then also you have some of the other organizations that are out there. So like you mentioned, Joint Water Sewer, the Economic Development Authority. You have Jekyll Island. It's state run, so the authority there runs the island, Sea Island, for instance. And then we have pretty strong partnerships with the school system. We have all the big employers like the college or FLETC or the hospital system. I think here in this community, because we're not that big, we're 85,000 in Glenn County, because we're not that big, I think we have a stronger relationship with the CEOs and the leadership from all of those different organizations, and we're all pulling in the same direction.
What type of conversations year after year? I'm sure a lot of initiatives kind of meander and carry over year after year, but when you look at harnessing the growth that this type of area has sustained in recent years, when you talk about these partnerships, what are those conversations like? What do you all do as an infrastructure to harness that type of influx, if you will?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot to it. There's certain things that Glenn County owns, so there's certain things that we do as a Glenn County government, for instance, infrastructure, roads, drainage, that type of thing within the county. The city certainly has their own infrastructure needs, and they work on those as well. There are times when we're going to have different projects that are going to overlap, so we work together on those. But really, I think where you have more of a, and what I call more of a whole of a community approach, are some of the bigger issues that aren't just Glenn County or the city or, you know, economic development, for instance. Homelessness, so we work together there. Workforce, I'll say housing overall. So there's different components to housing. So you have affordable housing, which is a primary concern in the city. Then you also have workforce housing, which is a primary concern in the county, because we have police, fire, teachers, and it's difficult to be able to afford housing here in within Glenn County. And so that's a bigger issue. And then workforce development, I think, is probably the third one. Transportation. There's others that are big picture things where we have to work together. But the three that we've really been focusing on right now have been the homelessness issue, also housing, and then workforce development.
And that's the one I want to dive into, is workforce development. What is the current state of workforce development here in Glenn County, and how's it looking?
Well, I think it's, I think it's good. And so when you talk workforce development, and what the Economic Development Authority talks about is kind of the radius of what we have. So we are close enough to Jacksonville and Savannah to pull those populations out to Waycross, for instance, so out west. So we have a pretty good radius of a population to pull together. I do think that the school system here does fantastic. Like I said, my four kids went to public schools here, and in my opinion, they can get all the A's that they want, but they all did well on those national tests. So either the ACTs or the SATs, they all did fantastic. And that's more, in my opinion, that's more of a representation of how good the school systems are here.
What do you think they're doing right? As so many school systems are kind of, you know, defunct across the nation, what we hear about it anyway, what do you think Glenn County's doing right?
Well, I think it starts from the top. Scott Spence is really engaged as a superintendent. There's been other superintendents over the years. But I think the teachers here, they're part of the community as well, so they care. So they care about the kids. They work with the parents to make sure that, you know, the kids are taking, you know, doing the work at home as well. Within the city, I know that the teachers do care there as well. And there's a lot of organizations out there that really are caring of some of the kids that are, some of the poorer kids that don't have the same opportunities as, you know, some of the kids on St. Simon's Island, for instance. And so I think that's where it starts. I think the public school system here is good, so that's where it starts. We have the college here as well. We have some of the other technical colleges, GICA and others. And so we're doing well here. In fact, we just went out to Job Corps a little while ago, and that's kind of a well-kept secret out there. They're out at Job Corps, they're doing a lot of different things. They have electrical certifications that kids can get after they leave the Job Corps. They have not nursing degrees, but CNA certificate type,
sure.
and that kind of pushes them in the right direction, maybe to go on to college or elsewhere to get some additional certifications. So, really the base is here. It's just a matter of continuing to do all we can to just increase that workforce development. And that's through partnerships with the city and economic development and other areas.
What about the quality of life here?
Oh, it's fantastic. You can't beat it.
Why?
Well, come on. We live near the beach, number one. The weather's fantastic. It's just, you know, I think in general, it's just you have people that really are happy to be here. And so you have a pretty good mix, too. You have, you know, you have Sea Island, you have Jekyll Island, you have St. Simons, you have Brunswick, you have Greater Mainland Brunswick, which is in the county. But really, you know, it comes down to, you know, folks going to a couple of different high schools, Glen Academy or Brunswick. So there's always a rivalry there. My kids all went to Glen Academy and played sports. So we have that rivalry with Brunswick, Frederica Academy High School. But I think just overall, the quality of life, despite what people say about the traffic on the island, which can be bad, overall, I think quality of life is it's a great place to live.
Anything new coming up in 2024 for Glen County, like at large?
Well, you know, we have Bucky's coming in, so
okay.
Groundbreaking for that. So
yes.
That's a big deal over at Exit 42, and so that's probably about a year away. But they've been doing a lot of work. I don't know if you've been up there, but
I have a Bucky's at my exit.
Yeah.
I'm in the World Golf Village area, yes, south of here, and it does bring the traffic.
Right.
Yeah, it does. Right. In a good way.
Yeah.
I don't mean it negatively. No, I think it has its own brand following, if you will. Mm. And usually the corner that Bucky's is sitting on is pretty happening.
Yeah, that's great.
Uh-huh.
No, we're looking forward to that. But I think, you know, another area where we are chipping away and I think we're doing well is in public safety. And so that's within Scott Ebner, who's our director of public safety, he's also our police chief, is doing a fantastic job on trying to recruit. It's tough to hire police officers, and that's nationwide. And so the board actually was able to the board approve some pay increases and some incentive increases just to be able to recruit folks here. And
is
so,
there a need?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, there is. Like I said, it's nationwide. It's a nationwide issue. We have crime certainly here and violent crime. But Glen County Police Department has done fantastic in the last probably, you know, 8 to 10 months on solving cases, combating violent crime, working, partnering with Brunswick and the sheriff's office to just make the road safer, just make it safer in this area. On the fire department side, Glen County actually is the 12th busiest fire department in the state. And so if you think about the state of Georgia,
really?
We're number 12. Yeah.
Okay.
And 75% of that is EMS calls. And so it kind of tells you, you know, how much our ambulances are running 24/7. They're always on the road. But we're busy down here in Glen County, and we're growing. I would say also in emergency management. So we have hurricanes. You're from St. Augustine,
yes,
so you're
do.
Fully aware of that. But we're getting better. Our new Andy Lanza, our new not new, but he's been in position for about 2 years. Our emergency management director, doing fantastic. Just just planning and preparing the way we haven't done in the past, and just making sure that we're setting ourselves up to be able to mitigate some of that risk that comes, but then also get the reimbursements from FEMA that we need when we do spend money on any kind of storm operations that we have.
Sure. Those storm operations run like a fine oil machine. I was a former journalist and covered several storms. And it's interesting to watch the rollout and the succinct communication that goes into protecting the communities during natural disasters, because it's real.
It is. And
very planned.
Yeah, and we can always do better, right? You're never going to do enough, but the more that we can plan and prepare and get the community involved as well. We have a class that actually is being taught right now where we have 50 volunteers that are going through an eight-week program. They go in once a week, on Monday nights, and they learn different things to be able to help us during a storm response.
The way I met our founders, we were all holed up in a hotel lobby before we had this location scouted out to call headquarters, and a hurricane came through and we lost power, and they weren't here at the time, living here, so that's hence why we were there. But it was quite ironic that we were here to bring a superior solution that we can get back up after natural disasters, mm-hmm. to be able to experience it firsthand was something, you know. Yeah, everything closed down. We were walking the streets of the island trying to find a place where we could go have oysters and watch the storm roll in. But we got to see succinctly everybody work in motion. They closed the bridges, mm-hmm. which does happen. It's a safety measure. They open them back up as soon as they can. They understand the need for motorists to get to and from where they're going. So, yeah, mm-hmm. no, there's the nuances of living in the South that are what they are, or coastal, if you will.
Yeah.
Which also, talking about, we bring in fibers of the community to be part of the fiber. What do you feel like bringing a solution not monopoly related to the consumers of this part of the state? How do you think we're going to help assist in economic development and increase the quality of life for residents here?
Well, I think you already have, and I mentioned SPLOST before. Yeah. And one thing just to keep in mind, we had a partnership with Live Oak Fiber early on. And in mm-hmm. fact, you gave us four strands of fiber connecting the mainland over to St. Simon's Island. So our CIO estimated that to be well over $1 million, probably worth of work that would have cost the county. So we appreciate Live Oak's partnership there. But I do think just having that other option, or having that capability throughout the county where it probably wasn't covered, there's a lot of areas that just didn't have great coverage in the past. So now residents have another option to choose from, which I think they're all pretty excited about.
Sure, we can have that idyllic lifestyle and be powered, too, with proper internet. It's become kind of the fourth utility. Mm-hmm. Don't you feel in this region, I think it's pushing forward as everything kind of evolves in this technological landscape that does have to grab hold. It's become this necessity that everything does need to evolve. Don't you feel that Glenn County and this part of Georgia is right there on track and headed in the same direction?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, everybody needs the internet. Just think of how miserable your life is when it's down.
Yeah.
It's almost, it's almost, you can't live without it, right? And so people have come to depend on it. And so I think, based on really some of the development that we want to have in the future, there's a lot of, I mentioned Buc-ee's up at exit 42, so I think there's going to be more growth. That's really where the county's going to grow up on the north.
Does that mean you'll get a Costco too? Because where there's
maybe
a Buc-ee's, there's a Costco.
Well,
it seems to be happening.
Yeah, we hear the rumors.
Wouldn't that be something?
I don't have any inside scoop on that one. But
okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. But that's an area, the western part of Glenn County, is another area where we're going to have some growth. And so, yeah, having that infrastructure related to data and the web is going to be very important. Or broadband is going to be very important.
If for anybody listening, if you could drop one snippet of encouragement to those that consider visiting this area, to those that consider possibly relocating to this area, what would your sentiment be?
I would say, well, first of all, our Convention and Visitors Bureau, the CVB, does a fantastic job of marketing the Golden Isles. And in fact, the Golden Isles was rated number one last year in Travel Magazine based on the work that our CVB has done. So
that's awesome.
Not only do you have the, you know, the tourism attractions, we're actually the jewel over on St. Simon's Island is Coast Guard Beach, and we actually have a project out there. We're going to be done hopefully in about a year, renovating the beach out there. So it's going to be even more of an attraction out there at on St. Simon's Island. But I would say, in addition to that, like I said, the it's a great place to live. The school systems are fantastic. The it's safe. You know, that's one of our goals, is to continue to make Glenn County a safe place for people to be able to come. And in fact, the Board of Commissioners have been great. We have a strategic plan where we have three basic goals. We have a new mission, vision, values statements. But the three goals, the first one is essentially making doing business with Glenn County easier. So more efficiency, more effectiveness. Making this place safer, right? And so that's goal number two. And then number three is making it a place where people want to come live, work, and play. And so that's what Glenn County is.
Thank you for tuning in. To learn more about Live Oak Fiber, visit liveoakfiber.com and feel the flow.